One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us, Tommy Bow.
It's my name is Tommy Bow. I'm here to be on this podcast today.
Amanda was showing us a clip of the famous acting coach, Stella Adler, absolutely losing her shit.
She's very,
and now,
very angry. And I don't know why my Instagram is serving me Stella Adler acting videos, but it is.
Can you do 2 seconds of
it? Well, see, you have to act with your soul. You can't do this. Why don't we act with our soul?
For anyone...
There you go.
For people who aren't into, maybe, I'm sure that, do they talk about Stella Adler in like theater classes in high school and stuff?
Yeah, they kind of did. Sometimes they'll mention it.
Because as soon as I got into acting and came out here, it was like Stella Adler and Uta Hagen, and they mentioned them so much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Even though they're more like theater acting coaches. They're not like film and
they're,
TV.
No, they're theater.
No, they're big,
there's a Stella
big face,
Adler
big body,
theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's,
well, you know, what
there's, all, there's every kind of theater.
But no, Stella Adler's one of them.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what we were talking about right before.
Yeah.
And that's why you guys did that.
It sounds like they're holding in their teeth with their tongue.
Yeah, they're keeping them in their mouth with their tongue.
I guess she is kind of old in that, but she's just kind of nuts.
She's kind of
with
old.
The way her arms were flailing, I'm assuming she's pretty nuts.
It's the end. I think it's the end of her time.
Yeah.
She's like, I still got it. Yeah, she's nuts.
Today we're talking about characters again, except today we're talking about our favorite real-life characters, people we see on the internet, people from reality television, or just anywhere. But there are people in the real world walking among us who are funnier than any character anyone could ever come up with.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be talking about that today. But first, Tommy, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I've got sunburns on both of my arms, but just little ones.
How?
How'd you get little ones?
Well, I was at Universal yesterday, and I saw... Okay. Speaking of characters, imagine, here we are, walking through Universal. It's closing time in Universal. We're all walking on. This 5-foot-tall woman, she was the smallest woman I've ever seen.
She was like someone shorter than 5 foot?
I don't look down. She was like 50 and like beet red and like sweaty.
Oh,
and she was with like her family, and she like walks over to the like churro stand or something, and she shouts at them and she's like, "Do you want cinnamon or vanilla? They're closed." just like really got me for some reason.
Dude.
But I like clocked her. I was like, study, 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 got it.
Yeah. Universal is probably an amazing, amazing place to see real people, real characters.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Disneyland.
They're closed.
It's the best is in the afternoon at a theme park, because then families start to argue
They're
amongst
tired.
Themselves.
They're coming apart.
They start to get tired, so you get to sometimes get a show while you're in line.
Yep.
And, you know, they have entertainment in the lines for rides, but you get the real entertainment when it's like, Nancy, okay, what are we going to do? All right, we got to figure out what we're going to do next. Okay, guys. All right. Well, Steven's hungry.
Yeah.
So are we going to eat? Are we going to eat after this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, they just spent $6,000 to fly across the country to California or Florida.
Fight.
Yeah.
And I love the people where they're too loud, but one of them doesn't want the public to know their fight.
Stop.
So they're like, stop it, Steven. Stop it. Stop. They're looking around all stressed. And you're like, I see it all.
Yeah.
You see everything that's happening right now.
It's truly the best place to look at like character walks, too.
Oh.
Oh,
the limps I saw yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
New limps that you never even thought of before.
Jesus. What?
It was crazy. I loved it. It was awesome. Everyone walks weird. It's the best.
We remember, this was like a few months ago, but we were impersonating everyone's walk at Smosh.
Oh, yeah.
We got really hooked on this for a while, where we were just talking about like, oh yeah, and we would bring up a different coworker, and then we would all try to impersonate how they walk.
Yep.
And we realized that every single person has a unique walk.
Yeah.
Unique walk. Some
it's
people
the best.
Walk on their toes. Some people walk on their heels. Some people walk like chin forward.
Yeah, chest forward.
Some people
forward.
Walk like they're about to like get in an argument.
My walk is insane, apparently. Whenever people impersonate
Your walk
my walk,
is insane. Your arms are out and you're boom, boom.
Yeah.
How's my walk? Like that. What do I do?
Your walk, your walk is this. Normal.
Your walk is up, 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 and you're tight. You're tight. It's very tight. Like yeah. Your whole body is like squeeze it in. And your chin is a little bit up and you kind of tug at your shirt a little bit.
Yeah. You tug at your shirt.
You've
always got the middle of your shirt.
All thy time.
I'm
constantly adjusting.
Same.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
And I think you've got a little bit of a bounce.
I have a bounce.
You got a little bit of a bounce.
I skip into work.
Yeah.
I definitely have a bounce.
Yeah.
You have a flowiness, but a heaviness to your
walk. Yeah. A flowiness and a heaviness.
Yeah, it's like secure, but it's also like, you're not like, ee-lee-lee.
And that, la la.
Right.
And I feel like Olivia feels like she's about to like walk into a wall, but like very aggressively. She's like,
Olivia's walk often also includes her looking at her phone.
Right.
Some people have that.
Yes.
Okay.
Angela has that for sure.
Yeah, Angela's is fast.
Angela's very, very fast.
Who's the fastest, like unconsciously, who's the fastest walker amongst the cast? It might be Angela. You're pretty fast, though.
I'm pretty fast. You are pretty fast.
And also, right.
I cover a lot of ground.
You are also walking fast.
I am fast.
But yeah, you know, your strides cover about 20 feet.
Yeah. I think Angela walks fast, but she kind of zigzags some places.
She's kind of a little like, yeah, yeah it's a little
she's escaping
like
a crocodile or something.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's me. Or
it's you or Angela.
I walk pretty fast. I have a lot of things to do to get done.
Right.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom and look at my phone. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to get that done.
You have to get that done.
I do. I really do. Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk characters. Let's talk characters that we love so much.
Okay.
And that we know of.
I have one recently that I didn't actually write down that just popped in my head. It's probably because I'm watching The Jinx.
Oh,
Jinx
yeah.
Part 2.
Okay.
Who?
First of all, the two. I don't want to give any spoilers, so this is a spoiler. Well, maybe it's not, but it's Bob Durst when he talks on the phone to every relative he knows while he's in jail. Bob!
That guy's
every
insane.
Time they go, you have a call from Bob! And he goes, Meredith? It's Bob. That lady's so stupid. She's so stupid. They're putting me on the stand tomorrow. He's like,
it's a good impression.
No, he yeah. truly
You're
is
caught
nuts.
Up, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I'm
yeah.
mostly caught up.
Bob.
It helps to have like the downgrade of like the phone audio with that kind of voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know who Robert Durst is, he's a super rich guy who murdered several people. And it's when you watch the show, what's the most baffling part is how the fuck did this idiot get away with it? Because he's so insane.
He spent his whole life covering up one murder, then murdered someone else, then murdered another person.
And then murdered another person. And he murdered these people. He basically got away with it because he's so wealthy and powerful.
Right.
And then agreed to go on this documentary about him, which is basically the reason he got caught. And they interview lawyers, and the lawyer's like, I have no idea why he did this.
Yep.
It's the reason he got caught. it's crazy.
Yep. It's awesome.
It is he gets caught in the midst of the documentary in the first season, which is it is terrifying. He's a murderer. It is also very funny how he gets caught.
Yep.
Yes.
How he gets caught is hilarious.
Yep.
And he straight up goes to the bathroom with his mic on. And he's peeing in a urinal, and he goes, I murdered them all. Yeah. He says
he's like,
it.
Well, I did it.
I murdered them.
Yeah, while pissing. Them all,
you're watching, course. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, huh?
Yeah, and season two, he still, like, gives up things. Where you're like, what are you doing? And I love his close circle of friends who are just, all the women that come in, they go, hi, Bob. And he goes, stand over there. I want to see how you look.
God.
And they stand away, and he goes, you still look sexy. And they're like, no, no. They're like 75-year-old women. No. That's just something that popped in my head.
It feels really bad when you're watching like a true crime thing or just like a serious documentary and there is someone in it that is just kind of funny in a way, in just like as who they are. So I finally watched something that you told me about. I finally watched Mother God.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you about that.
You didn't tell me about that?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I know.
Oh my God, Amanda, you will freak over this
shit. Someone kind of gave it away to me a little bit, and it makes me like, oh, am I going to like that?
This is a cult, Turn Blue Lady.
Yes, right? Very uncomfortable. It's not a, like, it's a weird kind of documentary, right? Because it's not like a true crime. It's not like a murder or anything. It's not like these people are like, they didn't kill someone necessarily.
Yeah.
Basically, this lady, she started a cult full on of people who believed she was God, and she was telling them she was God. And at a certain point, it gets to the point where she's drinking so much colloidal silver and also alcohol and just everything.
She's an alcoholic.
She's a super alcoholic. She is fully just blue and dying from all the stuff she's putting in her body. And this is the thing, though. This is what makes this documentary series absolutely crazy, though, is they're interviewing the people now, and they all still believe she's God. So as opposed to what you would normally get, where it's people being like, this is how I got sucked into this cult, and it's crazy. These are people being like, talking about like,
she returned,
and we knew that she would come back, and they're like, yes, and she was God, and it was crazy to know that she was God. And you're watching the documentary like, you guys really, and then you're watching the footage, and it's like, here's just this drunk lady that they believe
right, and she's
God.
Like, I'm God.
And they had to keep justifying it. They were there like, yeah, so she could drink more than most people because she was God.
No, she's
and it's
just
like
a white woman.
She's just an alcoholic.
Just a white woman.
It was insane, man. But like, unfortunately, just seeing these people who are so locked in believing, there's moments where I couldn't help but like you're laughing out of discomfort, but also like there's no way this is real. But I'm like, I know it is a real thing, but oh my God, these people are like just the way that they are yes-anding
they're
the
yes
most
anding
insane
so hard
shit. Like just at a certain point, because she obviously isn't God, and at a certain point she's just like, guys, what if I made it all up? What if it's not real? What if stuff? And they were like,
they're like, no, you are God.
You are God. And so she got to a point where she
surrounded
like,
herself by people who told herself the lie that she was telling other people.
Of course, that makes sense.
And they were feeding her the silver because they were like, you said it's going to cure you. So here you go. And they're like, drink up, drink up, drink up. And that's what killed her.
She's dead.
She was
Did
like,
they have her?
They kidnapped her body for a while.
She died, and they like.
Oh no!
No, I knew all of this, and I was actually glad I knew all of it because it's a
Same.
Lot.
It's a lot of info.
No, they like moved her body around because they were like, she's gonna come back.
Oh. I thought she was gonna come back to life.
She's gonna come back into her body.
Okay, I need to watch this. Under supervision with myself, I need to watch this because
it is
what?
I put it on one night, and Courtney and I were watching it, and then I was like,
I'm gonna have to.
All right, we got
it.
We got to watch all of this.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah,
finish
we got to watch all of it.
I love
it,
those type
it
of shows.
Was unbelievable.
Yeah, I feel like dark shows like that, unfortunately, have these characters because you are seeing people in the most vulnerable place, and they genuinely believe this thing that you're like, huh?
Right.
And you're seeing them, and that's honestly why I love human beings. And it's like, I think someone said to me the other day, like, you're kind of fucked up. You watch too much true crime, and I was like, well, it's people at their most, like, raw and vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I like the study of those type of people.
Yeah.
It's not like I want to glorify the crime, but I like how people tick, how people operate.
Right.
Totally.
It comes from, like, the love of human beings.
Yes, exactly.
And, like, the study of humanity and social stuff.
I have a hard time with true crime that's, like, murder stuff.
Right.
But this one was different because this was, like, a fascinating...
A cult.
And, like, a small type of cult where it was just, like, more of an interesting of, like, human psychology. And how people work and what people can get sucked into. Because a lot of these believers of hers were, like, they are just the most normal-seeming people.
Yep.
Yep.
But then they believe that she's God and that starships are going to show up and take them all away.
Oh.
No, it's like far. It is
they
like
really
far went. Belief. It's,
they really went there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they didn't.
Oh,
they
God.
Didn't, they actually didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. They still believe.
They actually fully stayed here.
They stayed.
They're still here.
Oh, no.
Well, except for one.
Her.
Fuck, dude.
Well, her body, is well, it... Back in the
it's
hands
Nichols.
Of Jesus
God,
so fucked. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So those.
Okay.
I think a lot of this. What inspired me was we were talking about someone a while ago. Your favorite like reality show person,
yes.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it's related to what I would say in the past couple months has been my favorite character, which you're gonna be able to guess. But Abby Lee Miller.
Abby Lee Miller.
is, yeah. And I will say, I've never watched Dance Moms, but over the years, any clip.
What?
Oh, boy.
Never. I don't watch a ton of reality.
You're making him mad.
I don't watch a ton of reality TV, okay?
Okay.
That's where I'm offline. Okay, I've never watched Real Housewives.
Oh.
I've never watched Dance Moms. I've never watched Vanderpump Rules. I've never watched all of these like big ones.
I never watched Vanderpump Rules, but I get served their crazy dramatic TikToks all the time of someone throwing a drink.
That's awesome. But I do get served on occasion over the years clips of Abby Lee Miller, and they are always because they're out of context and I know nothing about her and I know nothing about what's going on, it is always the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And here's the thing, Shane, they are in context. They are in context.
Wait, tell us about your love for Abby Lee Miller.
Who is Abby Lee Miller?
Wow. Oh my God, this is like my dream to just be like, talk about Abby Lee Miller. So Abby Lee Miller is like I feel like everyone knows who Abby Lee Miller is, which is iconic, of course. I call her Land Ursula. She is a...
Land Ursula!
That's
she
brilliant.
Is, holy shit! She is. She's... she is a reality TV star. She is iconic. If I ever meet her, I will implode. So I really want to meet her, but also I never want to meet her because then what is there to do? Basically, I'm really containing my energy right now. I'm very proud of myself. I'm like, where do I begin? They wanted to do this show, Dance Moms. And it was like Toddlers and Tiaras. They were going to go to different studios and just follow different people. But then they were in love with these three moms, and it turns out they were all part of the same studio. And they were like, "What's the teacher like?" And they were like, "Well, she's a large, angry woman." And they were like, "Film her." And they did
film her.
And they were like, "I think the show is just this studio." And so they filmed the studio, and on the first day of filming, or one of the first day of filming, she's like, one of the little girls, she's like, "You don't have the right shoes on, get out." And then like her mom comes in and she's like, "Abby, what the hell, you did that?" And then she's like, "Get out of my place." And then she like calls the she's like, every Saturday we take the trash out. Get out. And she she always has like a good quip. That's why I'll get to it in a second. So she calls the cops and she's like, no weapons, just her mouth. And then it was like sold.
Fuck.
And then Abby, it was like sold. Okay. She's the best reality TV person because she's like built for it. She just knows how to like say the right thing. She'd be like, Maddie's going to win this year. And Kendall? We'll see about that. It's always just like, she's very like, she just talks in that like theatrical way. But the reason I love Abby Lee Miller is because throughout the 8 seasons of Dance Moms, you see the rise and fall of a woman. You see this woman being given everything. It's like, she's the star of the show. She's like helping like produce it kind of. She gets locked into a 4-year contract, which she did not want to do. They tricked her. She got locked in. So now she's in this reality TV show. She's doing this show. She's screaming at children. Here's the thing. She's right in that her corrections are correct and that the world is that hard. Everyone just forgets. Well, Abby always forgets that these are children. And that's always the key. But she's an icon. And so you see her slowly, like, she's, like, losing weight. Her hair's getting bigger. She's, like, angry, but, like, in, like, a controlled way. And then she gets 2 spinoff shows. She gets Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, which is where JoJo started.
Oh.
JoJo Siwa on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, which is brilliant because it's just an audition show to be on regular Dance Moms.
They're like,
let's make another show of competition, and then if the mom and daughter are good, we'll put them on the regular show. Genius. Anyway, so she gets 2 spinoff shows. Now her ego's like... She's like, I am literally God. Clytal Silver.
She's the real mother.
She's the real mother God. And then she gets caught for bankruptcy fraud.
Oh, awesome.
Baby.
And so she's
how?
Well, she had filed for bankruptcy before the show all started and everything. And then she got all her spinoff shows. And then she went to Australia and smuggled some money back. She's just being a little silly with
it all. That's fucking stellar. How much money did she smuggle? Do you know?
I think it was like... it's like 100,000 and half a mil, somewhere in there.
Fuck.
Oh, no problem.
Right.
Badass.
And so then Abby Lee Miller goes to jail. And she goes to jail on camera. Abby Lee Miller is in the car crying, eating macaroni salad or potato salad with her hands and a napkin because there's no silverware. And it's tragic. And you're just like, holy shit.
So
Abby Lee Miller goes to jail. It's awful, but it's crazy. You're seeing this woman on camera go to jail for a year. But then she's in jail for 9 months. And she gets released to a halfway house and she has back pain. And she goes and see a doctor. And they misdiagnose her like 3 or 4 times. And then finally she gets taken to the hospital. She has lymphoma in her spine. And so Abby Lee Miller, after going to jail, now is battling cancer. And so Abby Lee Miller,
oh my God,
fights and beats cancer and goes back to Dance Mom season 8 in her wheelchair. And that's where you've seen that clip where they're like, you don't know theater etiquette? And she's like, and then they're like, where are you going? She's like, I don't know, Baskin Robbins. And then she's like going 50 miles an hour on the sidewalk. And they're like, where is she? Anyway.
And she goes to the police.
Right, to
file a complaint against a woman who verbally assaulted her in her ear.
To get off the phone. Right.
During a performance.
Yes. So Abby Lee, to me, is like everything I want to be, in that it's like the confidence and the sheer like self-belief and like self-righteousness and all of that. Like, I wish I had that, like, I'm Tommy Bo, in the way that she's like, I'm Abby Lee. And she's also like all of my worst qualities as a person, of just like, of I'm course. Always right, and like, you know, I get angry sometimes, just like she's like
in all of my interactions with you, Tommy, I have never once thought that you're like Abby Lee Miller,
and I'm gonna make that change.
I have
okay.
today.
I don't think I you have. Come across like you think you're right all the time.
I definitely see some Abby Miller in you.
See, yeah,
in the best way, when you're like,
I see it with your characters,
bitch. When you're just like, boom, 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 and then your self goes, you can't do that, Tommy. Come on,
right,
Tommy.
You right.
can't do that. These are people, but like, it's there.
I believe the devil on your shoulder is Abby Lee.
Right, and that's what I mean.
Okay. Yes,
right.
yes.
Okay.
Yes. And like, maybe take away that confident part of her and put that on, because God, incredible.
What is she up to now?
So after her karmic evening of her life, she has...
She's a Greek myth.
She is. This is why I love her.
She's a fucking Greek fairy tale.
She was like the Midas touch, everything turned to gold. Like, she got everything she wanted, but was evil to children, lost everything, got... But the beat cancer, and now she's back on TV. I don't know. So, a Lifetime cut ties with her because she's also problematic.
Of course.
Lifetime.
The TV show. Or the TV network. Cut ties
You're
with her.
You're telling me she's problematic.
What?
Exactly. And so, yeah. So she's trying to do her own show, and she's been on some, like... Imagine Tubi, but even more, who knows? I've never heard of it. One of those things. She's done like a show on that. Anyway.
About what?
Dance Moms, but with adult people. Oh. So it's like, who cares?
Oh, yeah. We want to see.
Yell at children again. anyway. So that's Abby now.
And she should have like a daytime talk show.
Wow. Oh.
She was actually great friends with Wendy Williams.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Wendy Williams. Tough spot.
Tough spot for Wendy.
But Woo! Wendy at her peak. That's a similar one where I never watched the show. I didn't even know who she was, but I would occasionally get served clips, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly.
She's so intense.
I quoted her on Try Not to Laugh at one point, just because we had like a random cut, and I just go, what was that?
What was that?
James? No, and unfortunately, the clip with the Britney Spears thing is the funniest delivery of anything I've ever heard in my life. Of like, it's like, shame on you, Mr. Spears. And you too, Mrs. Spears. Death to all of them.
Oh,
and then she puts her hand up to her mouth.
It's so funny.
You haven't seen it?
To all of them.
No, but I have seen so many Wendy Williams clips where I'm like, oh my God.
Yep.
And she'll like call people. She'll look in the audience and go, oh, who's that? Turn the camera away.
Right.
And you're like, Wendy.
I've realized, because like with Abby Lee Miller and Wendy Williams, to be a really stellar reality TV show person is really hard, because there's a lot of really bad people in the world, right? And being an asshole is often, for the most part, I'd say, not entertaining.
Right.
People don't want to watch an asshole.
Right.
But to be... You got like, there's a, what is it specifically that Abby Lee Miller and people like Wendy Williams that they do where it's like, oh, you're crazy? And honestly, I would say shitty at times to people.
Oh, for sure.
But it's so entertaining.
They also have that look.
There's like a wink to the camera of almost like, uh-oh, did I just say that?
Right.
It was like a bit of humanity slightly at the end.
Do you think off camera they're that level? Or do you think it's, with Abby Lee Miller, it's got to be real. She's getting actually arrested.
Right.
You're getting right. real life
I mean,
arrested.
When she drove her wheelchair all the way to the police station because someone said in her ear to get off the phone and she That's filed real. A police report against them and said she was going to Baskin Robbins, that you can't make that. You can't act that.
There's an argument that that is the most impressive reality show personality of all time. So I'm trying to think of who is more unhinged, but also perfectly collected to entertain.
Yes.
At the same time. That's really hard to get.
Joe Dirt.
Tiger King?
Tiger King.
Tiger King was really good. But this
Why'd
is
I say Joe Dirt?
Tiger King is tough. See, because this is the thing. You get to a point where it's like, oh, but you're actually like a criminal. Like you're I mean, Abby Lee Miller is a criminal, but like...
Yes, she is.
Yeah, but, Tiger King is also a criminal.
But Tiger King, I think, is too much to watch for 8 years.
No. I could not handle.
Tiger King was that, and Carol Baskins, they're enough for that
movie. Carol Baskins I could watch maybe for 8 years.
You think so?
Carol Baskins.
And then we found out that she's not a murderer.
Oh, her husband is alive, which she said from day one. But Tiger King is
I just, I've said this before, and it's the reason why whenever I've done characters that are women, they're always like a woman in their 60s or older. Because I think women in their 60s and 70s have the capacity to be the funniest people on the planet.
Absolutely.
They give no shits anymore, I feel like, most of them. And I feel like Abby Lee Miller maybe started that way. Maybe she was born that way.
What do you think Abby Lee Miller was like when she was a teenager?
I think she's always been this like bombastic psycho. I think she's always been just a Looney Tune. I think the ego trip made her worse, and then the other stuff made her better. And now she's had like 10 facelifts, and her face is all stretched back to the back of her head.
Does that make her more powerful, do you think?
I honestly think it makes her less powerful.
I was going to say. Because
she's like, I'm pretty. And it's like, no, you're a demon.
Yeah. No, go back.
Go back to being a demon.
Yeah,
that's why I love you.
Yeah.
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 I was going to say, because it's related to it, but a character, like a real life character that I've been kind of obsessed with, and it's one that's been getting served to me a bunch, is JoJo Siwa.
Yes.
And you know, here's the thing.
Oh, me too.
I have no like real... As you all know, I don't know music. I don't know dance. I don't know this stuff. I can't really judge it. So when people are talking about the song, talk about all the controversies of the song, whether mm-hmm. it's a good song or not, whether she's a good dancer or not, mm-hmm. I don't really care. What I'm more fascinated about is any clip I see of her talking, mm-hmm. any clip of her, all the moves she's doing. And here's the thing. Everyone's talking about it. It's like, she's doing really bad marketing. She's doing this all wrong. I'm like, but did she just spend these past 8 years unconsciously learning from Abby Lee Miller to become like really good at fascinating us all? Because I gotta admit, I think she is, as a person, so funny. Like the clips I get served are so fucking
her
funny.
Her dance, I saw a whole montage of that fucking crazy ass dance that she does. It's like,
it's awesome.
To like random strangers. Sometimes I saw this compilation of like a fan going up to her and then she just dropped her purse and did the dance for the fan, and the fan was like, I didn't ask for this.
But you're talking about someone who has spent their teenage years, their formative years, with a car with their face all over it.
Yeah. With a millions of dollars Nickelodeon deal.
Insane.
Left like, Dance Moms to go to Nickelodeon, and then immediately afterward was like, I'm gonna wear black all day.
Do you think she gets off camera and she's just like, anyway, so that voice is crazy.
I don't know what she does.
We'll see. By the time this episode airs, I feel like there's always a new thing with JoJo Siwa all the time.
Yeah,
there will be a bunch of new developments. But as of what has happened so far, I think it's so funny. Dream guest on my podcast.
Dream guest on my podcast.
Let's make it interesting. I think people are underplaying, like being like, she doesn't know what she's doing and stuff. I'm like, give her time.
I think she knows.
She's gonna be.
Oh, 100%.
My theory is that JoJo Siwa knows, like, okay, I'm not going to be a singer-dancer, like professional singer-dancer, but I will find a way to be famous.
I'll be Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, she's an icon. She's not a artist.
She
well, I really struggled with that.
JoJo Siwa did have that interview. She's like, I'm not a singer, I'm an entertainer. And yeah. I'm like, you are an entertainer. You are entertaining people.
But this look.
The look is crazy.
This look.
Yeah.
It feels like she went to a fair and got face paint on.
Look at what
and
she
hasn't taken it off.
Look what she was raised within, though. Like, yeah.
No, it's true.
She hasn't probably gotten a chance to, like, live in reality.
I don't think she has at all.
Her mom made her perform. I hate that I know all this shit.
No, I love it.
I'm so embarrassed. Mom made her perform. Okay, so you see me walk out the door of this building. I get in my car, and I go work out, and then I go home, and I eat a protein shake, and I turn on a YouTube video that's like, what was JoJo Siwa's childhood like? And then I'm like, yeah. So if you're ever wondering why I'm mentally ill. Her mom would, like, make her perform and stuff, like, wake her up. And she's like a little girl. Wake her up if she had, like, friends over. Like, her mom had friends over. Wake her up and be like, do the dance for us. So, like, what? She's been, like, a performer forever. Anyway.
Oh. So she did not have a childhood. All she knows to do is entertain and perform for people and try things out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was not a fun existence at all.
What do you mean? I'm having a great time.
But I think she's unironically so funny.
She's very funny.
Like, yeah. Funny.
And she had that, I did see the clip of her, they had that reunion, and she's like kind of praising Abby Lee Miller, saying she was right. And all the other dancers are just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yep. Oh,
but
boy.
I'm like, I think JoJo Siwa probably could, has potential to be the next Abby Lee Miller, maybe with less crime.
Maybe with less crime.
But
I don't know.
If
Abby
JoJo
Lee Miller has her own power to her. Like, yes. Land Ursula is the greatest.
Oh my God.
Greatest compare I've ever Thank heard you. In my entire life.
Yeah, she is.
Like, that's what it is. And you can't, I don't think JoJo Siwa could ever be an Ursula.
No.
Ever.
It reminds me, thinking of Abby Lee Miller, I play a game sometimes with Courtney because Courtney watches RuPaul's Drag Race all the time. And so when I'm watching it, you know, I'll kind of come in and out. I'll watch parts of it, but they do the snatch game.
Yes, the impersonations.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about a game I like to play with Courtney is I like to try to guess who are drag icons, and I like trying to figure out what makes a drag icon because not necessarily it's like there's a lot of women who are like that's a powerful, high achieving, incredible, kind woman, and then there's some that are like oh, but that person's a piece of shit, but they're a drag icon because they're hilarious.
Yes.
So like what? And I'm like, so I'm always trying to guess, and I would assume is Abby Lee Miller is absolutely
100%.
Gotta 100%.
Be 100%. Well, she is a drag. Her she would tease her hair like this fucking tall. She would wear costume jewelry that was like five oranges taped together. It's like crazy.
Fuck.
God. Yeah, she was a drag. She like is a drag queen.
She's not real.
Yeah.
She's not real.
She's not real.
That's so awesome.
Holy shit. That's really funny.
I'm trying to think of anyone from reality television who I think is like, because like I watch Love is Blind when that's around.
Vanessa Lachey.
Vanessa Lachey, I...
I hate
her so much.
She's going to have another baby. And Nick's just there like, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
who's
honey.
Who's going to have another? Like, I think maybe Nick Lachey actually died, and then they like, made a clone version of him, and he has not aged, he has not changed, and he just goes, yes, honey, that sounds good. And she goes, yeah, she just slaps him in the middle of the night. Like, she, not a lot of people drive me crazy. She makes me so angry. As a reality host?
Can I ask, do you like that or do you hate that? Do you enjoy this anger that she gives you?
Like, because this is the thing, because there are worse people than Vanessa Lachey,
no,
by a mile, who are entertaining. But you're saying Vanessa Lachey does
like Denise
not...
Richards sometimes on Real Housewives. I'm like, oh my God, she makes me so angry. But like, not really.
But you want
to
stop
watching.
You want to keep watching.
No, Vanessa Lachey, I like would love to just never see her ever again in my life. I would be psyched. And I think this is
that's
my
what
therapy.
I mean of why, that's what I mean of why I think reality TV is actually really hard to nail.
It is.
Like we talk about like reality TV stars. Like you're just a reality TV star. I'm like, that's a hard job.
Yeah.
It's a hard job to do it right.
Yeah.
You can just go and do it.
Exactly.
But.
And I just think that she was given this thing and they didn't like... They didn't do like a full background check on like hey.
Well, she just had all the power.
You're okay with single people, right? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay with single people. But she despises anyone who's not married. And like, I just can't stand when she is a host. I think she's extremely biased.
She, oh my God. Every single reunion, I'm like, she has to be doing this on purpose, where she purposefully, like, gives the benefit of the doubt to the worst people in the cast.
Yes, I noticed.
And then
that.
Picks a random, like, nobody's innocent in Love is Blind. Like, every season, everyone's kind of a piece of shit, usually. Mm-hmm. But she'll always just pick one person and just be like, I fucking hate you.
Berate
and
them.
I'm going for you. And it's like, why did you pick them?
Berate them.
Like, meanwhile, someone else who, like, tried to murder someone or like lied the whole season. She's just like, we're all here for you and I hope you're feeling good.
Yep.
And I hope you're doing better. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
And she's all, what I can't stand is like, she's perfectly done up at any time in Love is Blind. Like when they're doing their wedding dresses, she comes in, she's like, are we so excited for the wedding? And she's like all done up. It's all a performance. And so I can't stand when she sits there with like her back perfectly right, her hand gripping Nick's hand because he's dead. He can't feel it. Yeah.
No, she's pressing the buttons on his wrist. Yeah.
And he's going like this.
Yeah, that's great, honey.
Yeah, exactly. I want more kids, honey. And I can't stand that she's like all done up. And she's a beautiful woman. She really is. But she just spews.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Venom.
My theory on Vanessa Lachey is I think she's trying really hard to be like a Wendy Williams or to be like some of these hosts who like spice things up and aren't afraid to like cause controversy. But I don't think she's doing it right because I don't think she's like that in person.
No.
That's my theory.
Right.
So I think she gets on there, she's like, I gotta be this like intense, insane, like,
yeah, she's like devil's advocate, and I'm
drama
like, no, stop.
Host. It's like you're just doing it wrong, but that shows how hard it is to do.
I think so. I just don't like. I think Abby Lee Miller and Wendy Williams naturally have this like, fuck y'all. Like,
right.
I don't care.
I'm gonna do my own thing regardless of what you say.
And I feel like Vanessa Lachey is really putting on skin. Like, she's picking up different skin. And when she's home, she's like,
you know what she needs to do? She needs to pull a Wendy Williams. Next time they do the reunion, she's hosting it. She's saying her shit, but then she just needs to cough and fart. and then it's all good.
God, she would never. She would never let that happen, Shane.
Yeah,
I also, what I think is great about Wendy Williams and Abby Lee Miller is that they're like, I am fucking going to destroy you. And they admit it. Whereas Vanessa Lachey is like, I'm a good person and I love you.
That's fair. Right.
I when people don't own up to their shit, they'll never exist as a fucking icon.
That's true.
You have to own your shit.
And my God.
I love how much you hate
her. She doesn't. I know, it's bad. Angela, like, tried to watch the reunion with me, and she was like, I can't do this. Like, you.
Because of you?
She's like, you just really, really are struggling.
She turns over, and you're just, like, breaking your arm rests on your chair.
Anyways.
Do you talk shit at the TV when you're watching it?
Oh, yeah. Big time. I'm like, leave her alone. Like, remember that fucking video where the guy's like, leave Britney alone.
Yes.
That's
Chris
me.
Crocker.
To Vanessa Lachey. No, to anyone else.
To anyone
not Vanessa
but
Lachey.
Vanessa Lachey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's really funny.
Pretty much.
Man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's my journey.
Okay, oh, so Abby Lee Miller, JoJo Siwa, Vanessa
what do you
Lachey.
I love all these icons. Can I be honest? You guys are going to be like, okay. I'm obsessed with Barefoot Contessa. I know that.
Ina Garten?
I love Ina Garten.
Is it Garden or Garten?
Garten.
Garten.
Is that her name?
Ina Garten?
I think Garten. It's Ina Garten.
Ina Garten?
Ina Garten.
I love
She's
her.
She's got her gay friend.
I love her so much. And someone on Instagram does impersonations.
I know.
He is so amazing.
Really funny.
I love it. Me and my sister send his impersonations back and forth where he goes,
oh, it's 4th of July, and I'm making my cosmopolitan, and it's this huge fucking martini cup, and then this guy comes around, it's like, Jeffrey, get out of here, her husband, yes. who always eats her food. Have you ever seen Barefoot Contessa?
I know of Barefoot Contessa, but I think my mom loves Barefoot
Dude,
Contessa.
Dude, to me, she is a
She's been around forever, right?
She's an icon, and I listened to her on Wiser Than Me, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus podcast, and she knows herself. She is like... says what she needs. She's like, really? Oh, I didn't want kids. Of course not. Why would I want that? And Jeffrey was like, okay. And like, she wears the same button down and yes. she had Talbots make these button downs in like 100 different colors and different fabrics
she
for her.
That's
yes.
See, that's iconic.
Exactly.
Right.
You, that to me, right. she is iconic.
Is Barefoot Contessa a drag icon? I don't feel like I've heard
I don't think drag icon.
I don't think she's a drag icon only because she's Her mannerisms and like outward performance is very like tame
yes.
and lovely.
Yes, yes.
But then
gotta
she'll, be, you gotta be big.
You gotta be like big.
Gotta be like
yeah. But she's a little icon to me.
Yes,
in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a guy that I miss. He was on TikTok, and he disappeared off of TikTok. I think I found him on Instagram recently.
Oh. You showed me him. Right?
Yeah, this is Tommy recommendation hour. On TikTok, he was getting fit with Lee Howard.
Okay.
And he's this 58-year-old sun-baked white guy who wears like a bandana instead of hair because he's like balding. And he's like really slim and he wears these like really tight leggings. And it's like all about his like freaky bulge and like his like plump old man ass. And so basically it starts and he's like, oh, let me see if I can get his voice because it's really scary.
Yeah, you got it.
He's like trying to speak gentle, but there's all of this anger in the background and it's so fascinating because he'll be like, hold on, let me see. He's like, hey, welcome to the party. How are you today? I feel like sunshine. And then it'll cut to him like fast forward dancing. And it'll be like, and then he'll like flip around and then he'll like take the phone and like show his crotch and like show his ass. And then he'll be like on a bicycle. And then it'll cut. It's just like, it's like manic anger
and
in an old man.
It's not a joke.
No.
He's being for real.
Yes.
That's incredible.
I really, like, there was a minute there where I was like, I need to take 2 months off of Smosh, get a documentary crew, find this man, and interview him.
But he deleted his...
He deleted his TikTok.
What?
He deleted his TikTok.
Is he anywhere else?
He's on Instagram.
He's
in
the mountains.
He also makes music, and it's not bad.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Whoa, really?
Yes. He, like, plays... I mean, it's all...
Oh, boy.
That's incredible.
He like feels like he went to Woodstock and he's like, and he's got like
he did
a
the
lot
wrong
of...
drugs at Woodstock.
Yeah,
is what he did.
Yeah, he's really angry, like, but he wants everyone to experience nature.
Why isn't everyone dancing?
Yes, yes.
It's like, yes. Calm down.
Your For You page is the most incredible For You page I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Tommy will send me TikToks sometimes or just show me, and you find TikToks that'll have like 4 likes.
That's right.
And it is
and
somehow so funny.
Yeah.
You had it's just an old person doing a filter.
Yep.
And you showed us one a second ago. It was like this old lady, and it's just like going through these filters, and it just says, you will never find love.
I know.
And then she's just there just like.
I know.
So
and Tommy introduces me to so many amazing things. You introduced me to, what was it called?
Class of Palm Beach. It's this woman that goes around Palm Beach County, which is where I'm from. Palm Beach County, there's the rich part, and then there's, like, the retirement, like, not rich part. And that's where I grew up, which is why I was like, I gotta get out of here. So much death. So Class of Palm Beach is basically this woman who you never see. You hear her voice, she's recording. She, like, finds these old people that are, like, dressed up all the way, like Gucci, all the brand names, and they always have like the weirdest like plastic surgery face or they're like decrepit or they have like their husband who's like, no, don't film me. No.
He plays golf all day and they just get dressed.
Yes,
they all get day.
And they walk around and they go home.
And it's very that Florida colors, like bright pink.
Yes.
Like kind of a like a
bright blue or like a neon green, and they're done up, and this woman interviews them. She goes, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing Gucci top, and then I've got these pants, and these from River Mouse.
Yep.
And my shoes, well, you don't want to know how old those are.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you should come to my house.
It's always like, whoa.
And they're done up so intensely, they'd be like, yeah, well, this is a Prada. And they're just the plastic
their
surgery.
Eyes are like
nothing,
wing.
Nothing is moving in their body. And they're on the street and they're kind of like ready to go somewhere, but they're stuck there and they're literally done up like they're going to a fucking party.
Yep.
It's
they're the best.
One of the greatest TikToks.
It's just like a great like visual character study, you know?
That's awesome.
You're like, wow, look at these rich old ladies.
Your TikTok feed is almost entirely old people. Is there anyone under 50 on your
yes,
page?
Yes. I have plenty of like medium age people.
Okay.
Since doing more TikTok stuff for Smosh, my For You page is shifting to more regular things, which is a tragedy.
Oh,
but, I'm sorry.
But it's worth it to like know what actually is, because it's like like when I made us do that one like inside meme about the Chinese trading company or whatever, and it like flopped. I'm like, right, because I'm doing something that's based on my For You page.
I got served a couple of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got that had high views.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's
well,
the problem is there's so much.
Right.
There's so much of it, and I don't know what people who we are on their feed what they're getting.
Yeah.
I recently my favorite TikToker. I would say he's my favorite. Like just as a person. Recently reappeared back on my TikTok feed after a while. His name is Dr. Parkenstein. And so he's this guy. He's fucking awesome. He's this guy who's just he's just living his life, doing his thing, but he's obsessed with anything from the 20s or before. And so his entire...
Wait a second. Is it the girl that sounds like this?
Yes. Oh my God, he's awesome. And I recently got served like he did like a tour of his apartment. And he literally starts off, he's just like, hey, it's Dr. Parkenstein again. And this is, first off, this is my car, and he has, like, just a Model T. He's just like,
what?
This is what I drive all the time, and it's, like, the coolest car you've ever seen. And he goes into his apartment, and it's just, you're in the 20s.
Yep.
And everything, he's got, like, one of those old, like, players, like, before, like, just a standard like, vinyl player. Like, this is, like, old.
This is, like,
old.
Gramophone.
And it's playing some stuff, just like, hello, my darling, right. And, like, whatever. And then, like, he's just showing off his place, and it's all old.
Oh,
and he's,
God.
But he, like, also does crazy experiments where he makes, like, he's like, today I'm making a Tesla superconductor, and he's got, like, electricity going
sounds
all over
like
the place.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
He's, like, he's truly, like, one of these days, it's like, this is either going to be the guy who kills Superman, or he's
right.
going to be the guy who saves the world.
Right. Like, he's going to find a new, like, energy source.
But he's truly just loving his
just
thing.
A guy.
He just loves doing his shit. He's obsessed with what he's obsessed with, and it's very cool and wholesome. And I love him. Every time he comes up on my feed, I'm like, what are you doing now? What cool old thing are you showing off?
Mm-hmm.
It's the best. No, he's incredible.
I love the people who don't try too hard. They just grab their phone. They go, this is what makes me happy, and I'm going to show you. Do you think that they think about getting views, or do they just...
I don't think this guy does not care about getting views.
Right.
This guy does not care about... this guy truly, in my mind, no ego, is this my hope. This is what I picture.
He just has
when
a
I,
team.
This is this guy in my head. No ego. He's just like, oh, this is my purpose, is to create like and to cherish things from this era
and to
reconstruct them and to try to build things. And he's done some crazy stuff over the years. That's really cool. But he's just doing it for fun. I think he just likes to share it.
Right.
I don't think he's trying to be a influencer. I think he's just sharing this.
But
with
then
people.
You think about he's posting on TikTok. He's edited his own videos. On TikTok. So he's not.
You're killing Shane's
magic.
I know.
It's one of those things where your idea of an influencer is always your idea of an influencer,
right.
Not who they
are.
That's why it's so heartbreaking when something comes out. I've luckily not had any influencer that I love have like a bad thing come out about them. But I imagine it's got to be devastating if you're a huge fan and it's like, oh yeah, they actually commit horrible crimes, or they have like these horrible beliefs.
I know.
It's like, oh, my idea of you is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gotta suck. I understand why people stop watching because you're
right.
just like, well,
you're like, well,
yeah,
my version of this is gone, so I can't do this anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna also say though, because you mentioned like the workout guy, my feed there's two that are incredible. There's a guy that is real, a real guy, and his name is El Campeón. And I don't know if I don't think this has got to be only on my feed. So this is on the most insane parts of like weightlifting TikTok. And he's this guy. He's very not like, he's not out of shape, but he's just like not buff necessarily.
He's a guy.
He's a guy. He's a normal looking guy, but he goes to the gym. He goes to different gyms. He wears full on like work boots, but with like this like skin tight like workout clothing, the rest of it.
That's awesome.
He's always got three like belts on, like those weightlifting belts. But he's always got like, he puts on three of them.
Three?
And he does it because he says it's motivational and he's like doing it for God, whatever. But he always goes up to any machine or any lift and he puts on the most weight you possibly can. So he'll go up to like one of those machine like chest presses where you put the plates on. He fills it up entirely with all the plates and then he'll like put bands around it and put more plates on it. And he'll be like doing this for God. And he sits down and then like doesn't actually do the lift.
You can't do it.
He'll just be like, dad, dad, God! Like, and then he'll be like, and then like
no.
He once did like a squat with all of them, which mind
he's gonna
die. Oh
yeah, he's gonna crunch in half.
No, the jokes, the comments are always like, I see it's spine day again, or like
oh
that's.
Oh my God!
But, and then he'll go up, he'll have like all these weights on the squat, and then he'll just like sort of lift it, like just like.
Is he at least on those ones that like the that has like a safety railing?
It's free. It's
oh,
it's
Lord.
A free open rack.
I can't.
No. He could possibly die.
What is
at any
wrong
moment.
With this man?
Well, he's doing it for God.
Oh, it's for God.
The term that I'm sure the term is called ego lifting when you're just like lifting weights
heavy
that
weights.
You can't actually do. But there's another guy that I've seen a couple times. I don't know this guy's name, but he's like this old dude. He's always got a bandana and like old school like CD player in. And it's
love
for some
it.
Reason it's always like leg raise, and he'll be about to get on this machine, but he'll just get himself fucking amped, like so amped he starts yelling. He'll just be like, ah, 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 and he's like hitting himself. He's like, ah, and then he'll get on the leg raise and he'll just like be doing it, but like so fast and crazy. And he's yelling while he's doing it. It's awesome. He'll be like
they watch Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary once.
No.
They're like, yeah.
Sounds
oh
good.
God, what the
it
hell?
It is fucking awesome. No, the weightlifting TikTok. It's weird. I'm finally getting away from weightlifting TikTok. It got really bad for a while, and I was like, why is this all of my feed? And now that stuff happened, and I'm like, all right.
Mine,
I'm full.
I kind of like that. I feel like my feed is all like, are you feeling tired? Are you feeling sick? You have high cortisol levels, babe. Like, here's the powder to get you down. It's all like, are you a middle-aged woman with that belly? We're going to get cortisol. And I'm like, damn it. And it's like, hey guys, like honestly, ladies, we've got to bring our nerves down, our nervous system down. Put your head in ice water and we've got to do this awesome drink. Say awesome drink in my comments and I'll give you my awesome drink. And one time I was like, okay, awesome drink.
No way.
Yeah, well, that's why your feet is
and
that
it's just
way.
Water, ginger, lemon. I'm like, bitch, please. That's like heavily my feed is like,
wellness
babe,
stuff.
Don't worry
well,
about
it. Watching it.
Yeah, of course, I'm watching the whole thing.
Yeah, that's why it's on your feed.
Well, I also probably have high cortisol levels. So I need, here's the thing. They all tell me that I have high cortisol levels. I have still not figured out how to bring down my cortisol levels. So I'm like, oh, okay, magnesium. That's kind of like my thing of like, babe, we've got you. Are you tired? Are you bubble? I'm like, these are like old school commercials, mm-hmm. but they're all over my feed.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other feed is like these old, I just showed Tommy before we got here, is like this old rocker woman.
Oh, she's the best.
She's called Good Witch.
I know.
Have you seen her?
She's like,
okay, ladies, the best thing to do is to live. And she's got this like witch hat and she does these like Stevie Nicks wannabe like witchy dances and then pulls tarot. And I was like, I mean, I love her so much. Do I want to get my cards pulled by her? I don't know. But it's like, gotta fuck everything in your path. But like, she's just amazing. So I'm getting all these like very like woman-centric Instagrams. And then like, you know, I also get like fave TikToks 420, which is like all the cringiest TikToks compiled into one. I don't know who runs it. Actually, Ian showed it to me. I don't know who runs it, but it is all these young boys who have this like cute little haircut who come up to the camera very close, and it's all these voiceovers are like, did he hurt you? Let me save you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And they'll be like, I'll save you. And it's them looking in the camera with like a tear. And it's like fuckboy music, but they're like, I'll save you. Get away from him. It's like Edward from Twilight, but like Gen Z boy haircuts. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's all on these.
Yeah, it's like it's pushed forward and it's all like.
It's pushed forward. It's almost like
front.
A mushroom top, but it's pushed forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're all like, babe, let me save you. And it's just the cringiest TikToks in one. So that's my feed. And it's really, really fun.
That's funny.
A good witch is incredible.
That's pretty good.
She's incredible.
No, if someone's over the age of 60 and they're on TikTok, they are
successful.
They're incredible. Like nobody uses TikTok quite as well as old people.
I know. So why do we keep trying at it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that's why you look at my TikTok and I haven't posted in like 6 months is because I'm like thinking about comedy and not just like staring at it from like 3 feet above it.
Yeah, but your feed is so good, Tommy. Your feed is my favorite feed on this planet.
There's this woman named Brianna, and on what she'll have on the screen. A list of, hi, my name is, it'll be like, hi, my name is Brianna. This is me picking up an apple, taking a bite of an apple, chewing the apple, swallowing the apple, then setting the apple back down. And that's what's written on the screen. And then she looks at the camera like, and then she goes. And that's the TikTok. It's like every single one she's listing out.
How many views does that get?
There are some that did pop off, but then there's some that are just her.
That's just awesome.
I just like.
Where in her head did she think, I gotta write out the plan?
I don't know.
The full storyboard and then do it.
I don't know, but it's
awesome.
And
then end it.
That's great.
See, that's the thing is that they are like, this is great. It's like iconic.
Yes.
They're iconic.
TikTok shows off the way people think in the ways that you don't think. I'm like, I would never think to write out what I'm doing on camera.
It is so true that you just see some people and you're like, how did you come to this?
I know.
And especially knowing like, this isn't your job. You're not an entertainer. You're a person.
Those are the best though.
You're a real person doing real things, but you decided in your time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unbelievable.
It's some of the funniest things for me to watch. Because you can always tell when a TikTok is like trying really, really hard. And you're just like, maybe it's just too close to our industry.
Yeah.
There are some people who crush it. There are some comedians who like absolutely
for
crush
sure.
it.
For sure. I think when you're trying too hard, it just like comes across as you're trying too hard.
I think TikTok was at its best, frankly, in the middle of the pandemic because people were just at home losing their minds.
Right.
And so TikToks were just the most unhinged, the most unfiltered they ever were. Like there was nothing showy. There was because it was impossible to do anything showy at the time because everyone was inside their homes. And it was when I was most into TikTok. I was obsessed with it at the time. Mm-hmm. It's when I was most inspired to actually like use it because I was like, this is so funny. But nowadays we're back to kind of like, there's a lot of just like, all right, it's back to like pretty people.
Right.
Doing pretty things.
You kind of reminded me that like with the us all being quarantined, that you know how like sourdough bread was like a big trend? There, I'm also getting served all these sourdough girlies that'll go, hey, I thought I was a sourdough girly, so I decided to record myself making sourdough. And here's the final product. And it'll cut to them looking horrible, like grunting, like making the sourdough, being like, and they like have the camera set up and they're like, yeah, I thought I was gonna become a sourdough girly and make all these awesome bread making videos, but I look insane.
I'm tired.
That makes me think of because I've seen people talk a lot about that one TikToker that I think she's Mormon, the girl who's like always making like a dessert for her husband, whatever.
Wait,
Maya,
the cakes,
or whatever.
The cakes, the like she'll make
not just cakes.
She'll like, dress up as like Sleeping Beauty and make the Sleeping Beauty cake.
A different person.
Okay.
No, this one's very like trad wife, like traditional wife.
Her,
yeah, where she's like my husband wanted this, so I'm making Rice Krispies from like fucking scratch where it's like you're even making the like.
I think we're talking crispies. About the same person.
And it's just like she has like short hair.
Oh, no,
like
no,
whatever.
No, no.
But she'll just, it's just like all very delicate and all very like whatever. And she's got a full face of makeup and stuff. But I'm like, look, I've made bread a couple times. It's impossible to look good while you're doing it.
Oh, right.
It's you are sweating. You feel like shit. It's
cut to them being like, like that's these videos. And so I guess I'm being served something similar, but it's a woman who dresses like a Disney princess. And she's like, I can't wait for my husband to come home and find me baking. And she made the Sleeping Beauty cake. You know, the cake that's like dripping over with a broom through it. Yeah. And there's all these like little candles and she's all done up. And she's like, I can't wait for him to like it. And it's the whole video of her making it full makeup, full dress. Like there's a part of the internet that's like, also kind of going a little bit backwards.
Oh, for sure.
The
trad wife thing is crazy.
Yeah.
No, there's parts of the internet that
scary.
Are fully going back to, not like they think they're going back to the 50s. They're going to some bastardized, crazy
right.
version.
Some
of it,
insane.
Like a bizarro land.
Yeah.
No, it's very real. I don't know how it happened, but it's weird,
I don't
man.
Like it at all.
No.
So all those I go, not interested.
I've seen people talk about how like the their idea of a trad wife isn't even like really, because it's like, what are you doing? Like this is
what do you mean?
Like, this is strange.
Yeah, do you think he comes home and he's like, yay, are you feeling okay?
Are you gonna murder me?
He comes home in a full suit with a briefcase and he's like, where's the whiskey?
Yeah. So insane.
Holy shit.
I would love to, if possible, just go through my recommendations of crazy character people.
I'd
yes,
love that.
Please.
Okay. First, and this is for you at home and you listening. Good morning, I'm assuming. Nice. So there is, do you remember, I think I showed you, I don't know if I've shown you, Icy Spicy Leonci. She has a song called Gay World.
Yes,
Sounds awesome.
Seen it.
Yes, she is a oddly shaped woman from Iceland, and she sings songs on her YouTube, and
okay.
they're all kind of bad,
yeah.
but they're
perfect.
Great.
They're so good.
Perfect.
Everywhere you look, you see a gay boy, gay girl. Anyway, hey girl!
So good.
So she actually created gay pop.
She's, yes.
Yes.
She did.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Not JoJo Siwa.
Not JoJo Siwa. Okay,
mm-hmm.
good to know.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredible, along with Lisa Gale. Lisa Gale, you can find on YouTube. Lisa Gale is a, I'm pretty sure a teacher, I'm gonna guess. She has blonde hair. You've seen her,
oh.
Lisa Gale. She has a song called 3 Second Rule, which is about how her husband can look at another woman for 3 seconds, but no longer. So
that's a long amount of time for like, my husband can look at, like,
well,
3 whole seconds?
Well, see the music video, watch the music video, because it's definitely yep. filmed in the school that she works at.
Yep. And she hired a bunch of guys to do harmonies, and it's really bad. And then my other two recommendations, you've probably seen her on TikTok. Her name is Harmony, I think. She has really intense, like, blocky makeup, and she's the one who goes, who likes Krispy Kreme donuts? Or no, she says Krispy Kreme? I don't know. She's like, who like Krispy Kreme donuts? And then she like takes a bite. Anyway, she's awesome if you can find her on TikTok.
Oh.
Very entertaining. I think something's wrong, but she's awesome. she's the best. And then my like big recommendation is such a fascinating person. He goes by Tonetta. I don't know what his like actual name is. There's a YouTube documentary of him where someone did something, which was the inspiration of the thing earlier. He's like, he like made a sculpture out of his own shit. Like he's kind of a lunatic, but wow. he made this song, multiple songs that are, some are on YouTube, some are documented. He also has an album on SoundCloud that's really good. He makes really good, but it's like, one of his songs is like, I'm gonna tickle your ass with my tongue. It's like
what?
Really like, and it's all like Luli Lu kind of music, but it's all like raunchy and very odd. And he, oh my God, in this music video, I'll call it, he's like got just a bikini bottom on, and he's painted himself completely white. And he has like a doll mask on.
Okay.
And he's like, da, 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 da,
oh.
like dancing. It's like the most like gut-wrenching, shocking imagery to this like really delightful song. It's very like true artist.
Yes.
But it's also like only someone unhinged can arrive at that conclusion.
Correct.
So anyway, I highly recommend those people.
I feel like it's like back in the day artists.
I need to check that out.
Do you know what I mean? That are still like doing their art.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes.
And I think that all ties back in with like people doing themselves regardless of what anyone else has to
Iconic.
Say.
Iconic.
Make someone a weird icon.
It sounds strange to say because of where we are at, but I do think the greatest creators always are like they're more niche, they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the ones with under like 50,000 like followers or something. They're always going to be actually the ones who are making the craziest.
They
best
just don't
stuff.
Apologize.
Yeah, but they're so committed to their very specific thing that it's hard to get a big audience.
Mm-hmm.
Such a very specific thing.
Yeah,
but they're perfect.
The tragedy of art.
The tragedy of art.
They're the truest artists out there.
You have to have a soul.
And we're back to Stella.
Have a soul. We got an actor. Got to be an artist.
You got to be an artist.
Get out of here.
Anyways. Shane, you want to take us out?
Yeah, sure.
Dinner?
Last thing I was going to say. Speaking of just gay pop, because I think this will fit. I'm still listening to music, and I listen to an album all the way through recently.
Whoa!
What?
And I think it was my favorite album that I've listened to.
Whoa!
This year so far.
What was it?
By the time this comes out, probably still will be.
Hello.
It was Chapel Roan's album.
Nice.
That shit was so good.
I have not heard it.
It was sick as hell, dude.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
It was really good. I think it fit a lot of vibes because I love like 80s music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like it was just kind of like when I heard someone describe like, oh yeah, she's got this like 80s synth thing going on. I was like, well, I'll check it out. And then I was like,
ooh,
this is really dope.
I'll check it out.
They're really good songs.
Chapel Roan's? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Done and done.
Really, really
great
dope.
Music.
But that one.
Okay.
That one rocked.
That's awesome. What's
good
next
job.
On your list?
I don't know. So I have a couple for the longest time, it was kind of like, oh, should I finally listen to Taylor Swift's album? I don't know. I'm getting a lot of suggestions. I was thinking for a while of maybe listening to Kendrick Lamar's music again, but I have listened to Kendrick Lamar's music a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I it's kind of anything. I'm just kind of picking random albums here and there.
Mm.
So I'll find something.
I can't wait to hear what you find.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to Chapel Roan.
There you go. Well, you have it ready to go
on
your Spotify.
I literally have it ready to go on my Spotify. Because if I don't, I'll forget.
Tommy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about my
Abby Lee Miller.
My people that I love.
I love it. And I think we tied a lot of it back to Abby Lee Miller.
As we did.
Icon.
Yep.
As she would have wanted us to.
Mm-hmm. My favorite place to visit, the human zoo.
Is Harambe there? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Nice. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Love you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.